Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I don't know if y'all know this, but did you all know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? Y'all was 13 years old before they started actually including us in scientific research. I was almost a woman myself. Women belong in scientific research. They're essential. Ritual knows, and they conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. Why do I do that?
Efficacy, it was right.
Efficacy? Oh, yeah. I did say it right. The results, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I actually was talking to somebody about Ritual Vitamins here recently. It was actually my niece. And I choose them because, oh, no, and it was at my girlfriend's birthday party. I choose Ritual because, one, the delayed release capsules gives me the confidence that the vitamin is going where I need it to go for the best absorption, okay? And because, listen, if the vitamin is gone before it gets down there where it needs to be, you ain't really absorbing what you want to absorb. And vitamins can make such a big difference in your day. At least they do for me. And it's an easy add-on to my daytime routine or morning routine. It's clinically backed multivitamin for women plus with high-quality traceable key ingredients, clean and bioavailable, and is gentle on the stomach with the minty essence in every bottle. You only take 2 capsules a day. Also, it's leading the industry-leading sustainability standards. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packagings, prioritize sustainability, source ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. It's also a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and their planet. No more shady business. Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
Start Ritual at Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
For 25% off. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of...
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Hey, baby. My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tinksley, a.k.a. Angel. And I'm joined by my... See, you see how short that was?
I love it.
Yeah, let's see some appreciation by my 60 host. Oh, he's in the stripper uniform that I love. My husband, co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast. Me and my wife, we do every single week for the most part. And we pretty much talk about anything we want to. We talk about all the relationship stuff. We talk about sometimes current events, what we going through, what you going through. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We also, when we talk about this, we talk about it to our immediate family. Our immediate family joins us very, very live and in person. All right, they watching us film this right now. We talk to them before we press record. And the part that you're seeing right now, we talk to them after we press stop. You can be a part of that media family. You can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low, low of $5 a month, and you can be a part of all the fun and the goodness, the stuff that we do that don't nobody else see but us. Yeah, it's a good time. We call them Media Family because they're a little closer than everybody that supports us is family, but they closer, so that's why we call them Media Family. We also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one.
Yes, and we have four more. And because listen, we got the sponsors today, all right? We also have coming up Masterclass Earning, Lola V, and Factor, and I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast.
Absolutely. Is this too high? Why is it so high? Why did I do that?
I don't know. And I let you, I didn't say nothing. I let you handle it.
Hey, there we go.
I didn't know why you did it.
I'm like, why am I looking all up in the air? There we go.
You guys, we have so much to talk about that it's going to take up. I'm glad we have all these damn, what do you call these people?
Sponsors,
because we got so much to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
So this is going to be probably one long in my feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Oh, and we got a prayer request that came in. I'll try to make sure I grab that before the show was over. No, I'll grab it.
All right. Y'all see what we do. We do prayer requests and all that jazz.
So let's start with what's got you in your feelings.
Pretty sure y'all know what's got me in my feelings. Angel will probably talk about it a little bit too. As y'all know, we lost a family member. Lottie, our dog, got snatched away by a coyote or two. I believe normally I would be over it, but I've been, here's the thing. Like, we posted this on social media. I ain't said nothing. And please don't take my lack of talking about it for a lack of action, because that ain't the case. But I realize I have to pull away from my planning stages because I ain't been able to withdraw from everything that happened. It's always in my mind because I'm always like, oh, got to do this, got to do that. So now I'm like, all right, let me take a break because, you know, these things are smart and you can't do nothing right away because they know. So, yeah, we like that. That was really got me in my feelings because one of those things is, this may seem, I don't know what mothers go through or other parents, but I can only speak from a man and being a husband and a father. You typically try to, a man feel like he protects the family from things like this. Like the animals, even though they stupid and do stupid things, you try to protect them from endangering themselves. Same as the kids. You protect your family from, you know, all types of stuff. And I feel like I failed in that aspect because I could have once again saved that stupid dog from doing something stupid like that. And I wasn't able to. But yeah, that's what's got me in my feelings.
So let's recount what happened in regards to all of that. So I was on a training call for Delta because I'm cheering up what's called the Delta Gems, which is a mentorship program for high school girls. So we do some, you know, training just to make sure that Delta can trust us to be around children. And when the training was over, I was trying to send an email to my committee, and the boys being the twins, came in there, and they were really hungry for my attention. So I was trying to be a very patient mother and not get agitated by the fact that Guy was just asking me a million questions. And I was like, he was like, you're not done? He kept asking, are you done? It was actually really, like, I don't know what the word is. It was kind of crazy that he kept asking me if I was done, because it was just like, what is it that you really want to do with me? Like, yeah. Is it just you just want my attention, which is obviously fine. And so I was like, well, I just need to proofread this email before I send it out. And what would help is if you don't ask me any more questions until I'm done. And so he says, okay. And maybe 15 seconds go by and he says, are you done reading? Yeah, I said, oh my God. So this is around 8:05, 8:08. I get done and I take Amar upstairs because we know we're about to fly out to Kentucky the next morning. Amar is the hardest person to get ready in the morning. So I was like, let's give him his bath tonight. And if he requests per usual, he's like, mommy, you gonna get in the bath with me? And I was like, absolutely. So we take a bath. And as I'm in the bathtub, Marcus comes up with Lottie's donut in his hand. And I don't know how two people with degrees could not put this together at that time. The donut has a cloth tab, has cloth tabs around it that you slide her actual collar through.
Yeah.
So the collar that has her name in her, in my number on it, slides through those tabs so that even if the donut's Velcro comes loose, which it does often, yeah, it'll stay on her neck because the collar is clasped.
Yeah. And I recently put it back through because the donut was new. And we were just putting the donut on her without the collar and she was slipping through it. So I was like, let me go back and lace this collar back through the donut.
All of those cloth tabs were ripped. Every single last one. And I was just like, he was, and because it was new, it was this assumption of, oh, this thing is cheap.
Yeah.
And it just fell apart. And as we told y'all, I want to say the episode before this one, she had gotten out of the backyard because her brothers did not close the gate, but it wasn't as if she just stayed in the front yard. She went gallivanting through the neighborhood.
Knows about, yeah.
So our first thought was, she's in the neighborhood. That's, I mean, the thought of her being attacked by coyotes while we were at home did not cross my mind. So Marcus started out on foot, and I was still dealing with Amar. So he was like, I'm going to go look. And I said, okay, once I get him out of the tub, I'll join you.
Yeah, and it's night at this time.
Yeah, the sun is down. Because Marcus probably didn't come up until closer to 9 with this revelation of Lottie's not in the backyard.
Yeah, I went to let her back in because I had just let her out probably like an hour before that. Because she was following me around and standing by the door like, let me out. So let me let the dog back out. Let her out. Then I went to the backyard, opened the door, started calling her and walking around. Because sometimes she's over on the other side of the house, she can't hear us. And called her, she wouldn't come. Then I was coming back in. Then I was when I looked over and saw the collar on where she. I see her go over there, but I don't see her go over there much. It's over by the fountain. I was like, this dang collar done came off. She done. I'm thinking the plants or something pulled the collar off because that's what happened last time. Actually, twice before then, it was in the bushes because it just slipped over her head.
So I had I finally got in my truck. And I'm driving through the neighborhood. I'm going the opposite direction of him. And I'm, like, just calling for her. I have little Marcus go back to the backyard. I call him and I say, go to the backyard and call for her again. And he doesn't hear any rustling. We don't hear nothing.
Yeah, it's silent.
It's silent. Like, we're not getting anything back. And I was just like, this doesn't make any sense because Lottie does actually love us. She likes us. Even though she be running off, when she knows that we're near, she wants to be near us. So after we looked for about an hour.
It's over an hour.
Yeah.
My phone was clocking my steps.
I say to Mark, I'm now, while I'm driving, turning on our security camera. Because I'm like.
Yeah, and I've been doing that the whole time as I was walking.
I was like, when did she get out? So I'm looking at the front. At this time, I did not know where Marcus had found her donut. I'm assuming her donut was found in a different part of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's go home and look at the security cameras. And I'm looking at the front, and I never see her come through the front. And there's a man walking his Yorkie, who she usually barks at. When they go by, he walks by, and there's no Lottie barking. And this is around the 8-ish o'clock time. Yeah.
Marcus. And then I'm searching in the backyard. And I see her when I let her out. I see her zigzag and then go to the other side of the house. So I go to that camera. But I'm like, I can ignore that camera because collar was over here. So I'm looking, staying over there, trying to see when this collar slipped over her head. And then eventually I see the spot of her coming back. And then she runs to the gate and she's barking. And she's sticking her head through, biting and barking. I'm like, what's she doing? I'm like, dang. So that's when I almost kind of knew what was going on. But then she ran over there by where I found her collar. And again, stuck her head through, barking and biting at whatever's on the other side of the fence. And it's so far away from that camera, it's kind of blurry. And then Angel heard, the sound is on, so Angel could hear it. She was like, what was that? She was like, did the coyotes get her? I was like, I don't know. But you could hear the way her bark sounded.
Yeah, it turned into yelps.
It turned into yelps, and then it just went silent real quick.
So, obviously, when I hear that, I am just, oh, I'm devastated. And I go outside with a flashlight because I'm also like, I don't want her, like, remains just to be scattered in our,
like, yeah, but I already did. When I saw the collar over there, that crossed my mind for a split second. But I'm like, we was right here in the kitchen and living room and stuff. We would have heard her barking and stuff, which we usually do. And we can hear those quote-unquote aggressive barks. We know the difference of her just barking at something down the hill versus something by the fence. So that's the first thing I did was look on the other side of the fence to see if I could see something, look down the hill and everything. I ain't see signs of nothing.
So, I mean, I'm like, oh, I was so upset. I was so toe up. I was crying so hard. Because I was just like, damn, they didn't come on this side of the gate.
Yeah, they never come on. They come on this side of the, so our this is our yard, and there's a fence right here, and there's a yard, and then there's a fence. There's an alleyway and another fence that where the HOA goes to cut that grass and the grass on that hillside. So they'll hop that fence over there. It's almost like they know, oh, that's their property. Or maybe they don't like the flat ground and the pavement or whatever, but they'll hop that fence and go up and down that trail. But they never come over in our yard.
Yeah, they don't. And we haven't had that issue in forever. I really want to say the last coyote I saw on the hill that we live on was one that I think was pregnant. And that was a long time ago.
That was when that's how I know how I drew them to the house. When the branches was making that noise.
Yeah.
So, we haven't seen a coyote in the area in such a long time. We've had Lottie outside. Literally the weekend prior to that, we was...
all day.
Multiple birthday parties. She was outside all day, all night. We come home late. Lottie's still outside. She outside. We forget she's outside. She's outside all weekend. If we gone or something, no issues. So the fact that we right here in this house...
And didn't know.
And that was the thing that seeing Angel upset, that pissed me off. And just knowing this happened, like, I was infuriated. So I just went into revenge mode. And I've been there, and I was still there last night. Because like I said, I ain't going to say too many details, but I'm from Kentucky, y'all. We do game hunting. We know how to do some things. And the thing that makes me most pissed off is I can't use anything that I currently have.
Legally.
I can't do nothing legally.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. The conversations we have on this show really get me thinking. And when I wanted to dive deeper into reframing my thinking, oh my goodness. Or in the art, acting and performing arts, I want to hear from the best. And luckily, I can do just that with MasterClass. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. MasterClass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with MasterClass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. You can access MasterClass on your phone, computer, smart TV, and even in audio mode. Like I said, Reframe Your Thinking is a class by Ava DuVernay. And you just, it's kind of, how can I put it? Ava, as you all know, is a creative genius. So to be able to get out of my normalcy and learn how to reframe how I think from her is chef's kiss. Or build your confidence through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. Use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler. Or turn your passion into achievements with the cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their life. I really do like Masterclass. I've used it. I feel like you should use it too. I also think this is actually an amazing gift. If you've done Masterclass or you have Masterclass, think about it as a gift for the people that you love. Because it is truly a gift that keeps on giving. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/argument.
Argument.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/argument.
Argument.
Masterclass.com/argument.
Argument.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I need to say. I ain't speaking no further.
So, obviously, you know, we've had a lot of dogs, and we've had dogs die. Okay, this is not anything new. And I had the revelation. Me and Marcus have never been without having a dog almost our entire relationship. And I'm talking about from dating until now.
Yeah.
Soon after we started dating, Marcus and his older brother got a pit bull that we called Xavier, or X is what we called him. Xavier was his name. So when Marcus moved out here, Xavier came with him.
Well, he didn't come until we got the house.
Did we wait until we got the house? Okay. So it was always our intention that once we had a yard, that X was going to come with us. But while we were in our apartment is when I got my Yorkie, Callie.
Mm-hmm.
So we had X, then we had Callie. We moved Xavier here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was perfect. And then my husband, per usual, never satisfied, wanted another dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wanted another dog.
Tell him the reason why.
Because X was too friendly.
Way too. X was probably one of the most intimidating pit bulls you've ever seen in your life. He was short. But stocky. X was probably about 90 pounds, but he was a short, muscular, had a real big blockhead. When he opened his mouth to pant, like, you could see his jaws, like, they were enormous.
Yeah,
his jaws were big on the outside. He just looked terrifying. But when I tell you, people would be looking at him like, oh my God, he's a murderer. Within 3 seconds, they knew this is a massive marshmallow teddy bear.
He's a sweetheart, so we wanted more of a guard.
I said, I need something to guard the house, something to make us feel safe, not invite people into the house. Tell him the revelation that happened.
Because
Angel fought me on this.
the person who checks the meters for the electricity, he was coming, and our meters, for some reason, were on the side of the house that you did not have access to unless the owner let you in. Which I think is dumb. If these are supposed to be public meters, they should be forced to be out front.
But so, all of them are like it out here.
So I was like, well, hold one moment. I need to put up my dog because he lived in the backyard. And he was like, oh, you mean the white and brown pit? He's so sweet. I've been back there with him before.
Angel, I get a call from Angel at work. I'm at work. She was like, whatever kind of dog you want to get, go ahead and get it because this stupid dog ain't protecting nothing. I said, what happened? And she tells me, I'm like, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
I don't know.
Because she thought his appearance would tear people off.
He's just over here happy. And for some reason, that first house, I really felt like our backyard needed to be protected. I was worried about that backyard for some reason.
Because it was mainly our first house.
We had
a car that got broken into.
That was at the old apartment.
Yeah, but we already had some experiences.
So, and then I had a girlfriend who had a Yorkie that she could no longer care for in Kentucky, named Carmen. So I was like, oh, I'll take her. Yeah. Callie can have a friend.
Yeah.
So we had four dogs at one point.
At one point in time, we had four dogs. We had the two Yorkies, the pit bull, and the Connie Corso.
So the two Yorkies were cool for a minute. We go out of town. Everything always happens when we go out of town.
Yep. Every time.
We go out of town. The person who's house sitting accidentally lets Carmen get out of the backyard. Carmen, unlike Callie, runs off. Like, she's like a Lottie.
Yeah.
She'll run off. She wants to be free. Like, she's not the type of dog that you can just give an open invitation to the outside.
Yeah.
You have to have her on a leash.
But like Lottie, she was also really, like, housebroken. Like, overly housebroken.
Yes.
Oh, she was. She would sit by the door and bark when she needed to go use the bathroom.
Yeah, she was smart in that. She was house trained.
Where Lottie would, like, wag her tail and get on your nerves.
You know what? They didn't accidentally let her out, but they didn't put up the... So, at our first house, our house was ghetto. The gates that kept people from the front yard, from the driveway that goes to the garage.
From the front yard to backyard.
Front yard to backyard.
Yeah.
We had to put these cement bricks on the side.
Yeah.
Because there was enough space.
There was a space between the wall and the gate for a small dog to get through.
Lottie, we could have left that open and she, not Lottie, Callie, we could have left that open and she wouldn't go nowhere. Carmen, yes. One of the big dogs knocked them over and the person house sitting did not put them back up. Carmen left. Carmen got hit by a car. And this is why we're out of town.
Yeah.
It sucks. So with Supreme and Xavier, at some point
so
in time.
So this time, we got three dogs. Supreme and X, there was one Saturday morning, wake up, go outside, and I got to the point to where I would usually feed them at night to mainly protect Connie Corso, the pup, because he was still kind of young, from bloat. If y'all don't know, bloat is when a dog eats too much and then they run around and play and their stomach twists and it twists and they can't digest and they die from it. So I was like, I'll feed them at night so they eat, go to sleep, and then wake up, burn it off. So one day I fed them in the morning. I don't know why I didn't feed them the night before. And I'm going to feed them, and I always kept their bowls on separate sides of the yard because I know I'm dealing with two bully breeds. So I would feed X first because I know he would go directly to his food, and I can easily tell the kind of course, so hey, you get away. So feeding him, as I'm feeding him, Supreme comes over to the bowl. So I pull the bag up, and I'm like, Supreme, get back. So he's backing up, but as he's backing up, he jumps up, rears up on his back legs to get back. My pit bull is standing there. He sees that rear up as a challenge. And I saw it happen in real time. So they go at it. They start fighting. At this point in time, I told y'all the pit bull was 90 pounds. At this point in time, Supreme was still a pup, my Connie Corso, but they were the same height. They were the same size, like same weight. So we, all three of us is back there fighting, I'm trying to break them up and they're going at it. Cause I'm giving commands, it wasn't working. So I jump in, I'm kicking and punching, trying to separate them, finally get them separated. And as soon as I got them separated, I thought it was over. I was like, tell them to get back. Of course, the pit, he ain't gonna let up cause he's a pit. And the Corso, they got pretty much the same mentality. They start going at it again. Get them freed again. I got a second gate in the backyard. So I grab the pit and throw him on this side, close the gate. Come in the house, I was like, Angel, these fools done been fighting. I mean, they went at it.
And from then on, they didn't
and
like
from
each
then
other.
On, I never got them. I would take them on walks on separate side. I kept trying. I've had friends' dogs I've trained within 10 minutes of to not pull, to not be aggressive, not do this. Everything I know about dogs, and I didn't realize how much I know about training a goddamn dog.
I used to watch Cesar Millan.
And I'd be sitting there agreeing and disagreeing, and nah, he shouldn't have did that, but I see why he did. Never got them to get along ever again. It was like, what the hell? So one time we went out of town, and we basically had rotation of them in the backyard. You have one in the backyard, you let one in the sunroom, let the other one out, let the other one to the side of the house. If you have one at the side of the house during the day, switch them up at night, feed them. It'll be that. That was probably the most difficult part of watching the dogs. Mostly when we had people watch our dogs, it was like somebody stopped by the house, give them food and water, and leave once a day, and they were good. When Callie wasn't an asshole, we would let her in. Anyway, while we were gone, before I switched over. No. So that gate on the side of the house was thick gauge chain link fence. X was on, the pit bull was on that side of the house on the in the dog run. I don't know. They must have made eye contact or something in the middle of the day. I don't know what happened. X chewed his way through the chain link fence and they started fighting. And apparently the neighbors heard it. They spraying water on them. Can't nobody break them up. I don't know how they finally get these dogs broken up, but they put one in the house, one outside. Our person watching us calls us like, hey, it was a catastrophe. The neighbors, everybody's concerned. They was like, the dogs, they were fighting and stuff. I get home and there's literally a hole in the chain link fence the size of X's body.
Huge.
That he done chewed his way through to get through the goddamn, to fight.
So I could tell how bad it was stressing out Marcus.
Oh, I was so it was heartbreaking too, because it was like, I said, what in the hell?
I said, we've got to send Xavier back to your brother.
Yeah, because it was either get rid of Supreme, keep X, or send X back to my brother, keep Supreme. So that's what we ended up doing.
And X lived out, his brother lived out in the country.
They live out in the country. I think they got probably on like an acre or two.
Yeah.
So he got the better half of the deal anyway.
Even though he ended up getting put down a couple of years after, because guess what?
It was about four, fighting.
He got in a fight with
a
Rottweiler.
With their Rottweiler, the brother. Much younger Rottweiler. At this point, X was probably 10.
Yeah.
Teeth coming out of his mouth, old.
So he got mauled by a Rottweiler, and that's how he got put down. And
then the Rottweiler got put down because he got hit.
So now we got Supreme Cali. Y'all might remember when I was pregnant with Amar. Went outside. Well, no, I didn't go outside. I looked outside and I saw Callie's head was on the ground, but her back legs were straight. And I said, what the hell is she doing? And so I opened the door and I call her and she can't turn around to me.
Like her head was full of lead or something.
Yeah.
Like she couldn't lift it off the ground.
She couldn't. And I was like, oh no. And I forgot what I was getting ready to go do, but all bets were off. I picked her up in a towel, and she was pooping, TMI, she was pooping blood, and I was like, wow. Now, mind you, she had reached the age that I knew eventually she was going to be.
Yeah, Callie was old at that point.
She was 13 or 14 years.
She was an old, outside, raggedy-looking dog.
She's raggedy, but my baby. So I took her to...
Remember she used to shit on my leg? In my lap? She did that twice.
Later or earlier?
Early, when she was a pup.
Oh, yeah. She would get so nervous. And she would poop right on him. So I took her to a couple of vets. And I took her to an emergency vet place. And this is in, like, Studio City. So I already knew it was going to be...
It was in one of those places where everybody that takes their dogs there consider their dogs their children.
Fully.
Fully. Like, they're an actual child. They need to enroll them in school.
Right. And so, I have been to... Like, I had to take Supreme to a place like that when he ended up having to have surgery because he ingested one of the neighbor's kid's toy. Mm-hmm. The neighbor's kid threw it over there thinking Supreme would play with it. He did. He played with it until he ate it, and it blocked his intestines. They were like, we can keep her here. Mind you, I'm very pregnant with Amar. We didn't have a lot of money. The pandemic had not happened, so income had not, like, had an uptick. They were like, we can keep her here overnight. We can do some diagnostics. It could be cancer. They're like, there's a couple things we're not sure. And we'd be able to tell you what's wrong after we do some tests. And they give me some astronomical number of how much that's going to cost.
I mean, it was expensive.
And I was just like, okay, so how much is it just to put her down? Like, I can see, and they even said, even if we do figure it out, her quality of life is probably not going to improve much.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, how much is it going to be to put her down? And they were like, if we cremate her and then... spread her flowers over the rainbow.
Spread her ashes over the rainbow bridge.
They were like, it'll be like 500 or something.
No, it was in the thousands.
No, the diagnostics was in the thousands. Diagnostics just to tell me what's wrong, not to fix it. They like $500 to sprinkle her ashes over the Rainbow Bridge. And I'm like, how am I going to even know you got her over the Rainbow Bridge? What's the Rainbow Bridge? It's probably the toilet in the back.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, she doesn't care about a Rainbow Bridge.
I was like, she can die at home for free.
Right. Well, I was on my way there. I said, how much is it if we just don't put her over the rainbow? They were like, it'll be $300. I said, give me my dog back. I said, she can die at home with me. So I brought her back home. And I'm just expecting she's going to die that night. She smells terrible because she keeps pooping blood, farting. She can barely, she's moving her head, looking at me. Every couple of seconds, I'm thinking she gone because she's no longer licking. I'm like, you gone, Callie?
I said, you got to just check on her. You got to just pick up by her back legs and just.
Right.
You good?
Every single time. Look at me. I was like, let go.
Yeah, just let it go.
Go. That damn dog made it through the night. She said. Oh, my God. Callie, it's time, girl. So, luckily, a veterinarian's office that I had taken her to that did not have the equipment to do the diagnostic, they were like, I was like, she needs to be put down. And they were like, I said, how much does it cost? And they were like, $80. I was like,
yeah.
So me, Kai, and Sai were there with her when she got put down. Mind you, we still have Supreme.
Yeah. Supreme's still around. And it was, the saddest part, it was sad seeing Callie go, but like we said, we knew Callie was the end of her year. Like, she was old. Supreme was sad.
Mm-hmm.
He would moan and like, walk around. I mean, he went through that for probably a week or two.
Yeah.
It was the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
He was so sad. He did not know where his big sister was. Big
little sister.
So, during the pandemic, after I've had Amar, I'm ready for my puppy. Marcus was like, no, you're a horrible dog owner. No. And I was like, I don't care what you think I am.
All facts.
I was like, I don't care what you think I am. The more kids we got, the worse I became as a dog owner. When Callie was the only thing we had, she was treated with such care.
Angel had a diaper bag that she would carry around with her for this damn dog.
And then when I kept having kids, I was like, you're not
as after the first kid, it was just like, oh, you're a dog. this is an actual child, right?
Well, also, Callie was doing things to show her jealousy. She would chew up little Marcus's shoes.
Yeah.
She started peeing more inside of the house.
Callie she was a 3.5-4 pound dog that permanently ended up an outside dog.
Yes, because
she was that much of an asshole.
She became such a bitch once we had him. Like, once we had little Marcus. Like, if she wouldn't chew up my shoes, she would chew up his shoes.
She was chewing up your shoes. And she was taking craps in them.
She would take shits in my shoes. Yeah. Pisses and shits in my shoes. This is something she was not doing before. Then once I had little Marcus.
We discovered that rug when we rolled it up. And all the piss stains. I was like, this dog is outside now. No.
She was being. And what made it so bad is that I would walk Callie.
Yeah.
When we moved to our house, because at the apartment, I was too scared to walk her. I would walk Callie, and she would be given the opportunity to pee, to poop. She would then wait until my back was turned to do something real foul, like piss or shit in my shoes. So we get to the pandemic, and I really, 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 really wanted a family dog. Supreme, yes, is a family dog, but he was fully outside. He didn't like to come inside.
Yeah, he would come in the house, smell, look. He's like, all right, either you let me outside or I'm getting outside.
And Lottie was exactly how I envisioned her. I wanted a curly, because one, I didn't realize, even when I got the Yorkie, which I thought was beautiful, I for some reason thought Yorkies could keep the coloring of a Rottweiler, the tan and the black.
Black and tan, yeah.
But they turn to blonde and silver, which is still beautiful, but I love the thought of black and tan, or at least a black dog. I just think they're very pretty. So I was like, I want a black hypoallergenic dog. And so I was looking up and I was like, oh, one Maltese, they're very, very smart. And I wanted a dog that was smart. Listen, don't you talk about my baby. And then I also like the fact that the curly hair of a poodle. So I was like, Maltipoo. We almost got scammed multiple times. Mm-hmm. Somebody was trying to sell us a dog that was going to die within a moment. A beautiful dog, though. But that dog was, I was like, this dog should be with his mother. It was a meth head trying to sell it to us.
Yeah, it was.
We go down to Orange County. Y'all seen if you've been following our vlog since the pandemic, we vlogged bringing her home, going to get her. She's so sweet. And she was exactly what I wanted her to be. She turned out to be the perfect size. Now, mind you, we were at an old house. We did not envision moving to the house we're in now. So obviously, our backyard and coyotes being ever present wasn't something we thought about when I got her. And for a little bit, not very long, we had both her and Supreme here. So there was even less of a chance that there was going to be any type of coyote situation.
Yeah. And lo and behold, we about to go out of town again. And Supreme, he started developing this hair condition where it started off as a spot and just spread it. He started losing his hair.
Yeah, it looked so like I got he had this, mange. Yeah, he like so mange.
He look, and I was got this stuff that I was putting on him. I can't remember what it's called. It's like sulfur and something else. Smell god awful. You're supposed to give him a shampoo bath and that, and it would kill the bacteria on him. So I was doing that to him. But he looked like a hyena in his latter days.
He looked terrible.
He looked really bad. And we were about to go out of town, thinking like 2-3 days or something like that. So I said, you know what, let me take him to the vet. Let me just go ahead. And if they give me some medicine for him, I hope that they do. But again, this is Supreme is at this point. He's what, 12 years old, 12, 13 years old. That's the lifespan of a big dog. Mm-hmm. So I kind of know that he ain't coming back, but I'm like, just let me see. Because it got to a point, this is the dog, when I had my pickup truck, I would let the tailgate down, call him, and he would jump into the back. Mm-hmm. Open up the car door, he would just run and jump. At this point, I would wrap a towel around him and lift him up into the truck. Mm-hmm. And then he would get back. He used to stick his head out. He just laid in the back seat.
He was an old man.
He was old. He was gray. He was fine. He looked like a bull mastiff. He was fine and had the black muzzle. His muzzle was now gray, like mine. It was grayish and white and a little bit of black left. Face had gray on it. Anyway, so I took him to the vet and they were just like, oh, so is he not eating? Because he started losing weight, see his rib cage. I said, he eats more than what he ever has. So they were looking at him, did an assessment. I was like, oh, he's diabetic. I said, bitch, what?
Right.
When
did dogs get diabetes?
So she pointed out the sign. She said, you see how swollen his limbs are? His front legs and stuff? You see how swollen they are? She was like, they're swollen. She was like, does he drink water? I said, he drinks a lot of water. She was like, he's constantly thirsty. He's eating and losing weight, and he has swollen limbs. She was like, he's diabetic. I'm like, granted, I ain't have him on raw food, but I'm like, it's expensive-ass dog food I've been buying. He still done developed diabetes.
Diabetes.
So then she was like, she assessed his mother stuff. She was like, well, you know, we could do this and do that, but it's still touch and go in his age. You know, it's probably best that, you know, if you want to, we could go ahead and euthanize him. But, you know, we could see about doing it. I can already hear the dollar
signs.
Yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, and he had already had one life-saving surgery.
Yeah,
and
he
I
did.
Was like, you've reached your max you limit. Did. We're not spending any more money on you to save your life.
Yeah, and on a dog that's supposed to live 13 years and it's year 12 and a half, I'm not about to spend no thousands and thousands of dollars.
Absolutely not.
So they was like, you know, I said, yeah, you will go ahead and just go ahead and put him down. I know it's about time. So we went to the back room and I, you know, had his head in my lap. And this is where, like, they put the little syringe, you know, they started injecting. They was like, he's basically just going to fall asleep, like really slow. He's going to get groggy and fall asleep. I was like, all right. So he let out one last growl when they went to put that. I was like, that's right. I said, yeah, you get that, bitch. So I'm sitting there. I'm snotting and crying. This is mid-pandemic. So I got a mask on. I'm over here snotting and crying. She's over, it's what's best. Bitch, I know it's what's best. I don't need you to tell me this. Shut up. Put the damn dog down.
Right.
So I went to that parking lot. I cried. I snotted and cried for about another, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Went on home. I was good after that. I was like, hey, it is what it is. It was.
It doesn't hurt as bad when you put down your dog because of old age. Because I cried over Callie, but I cried when they put her down. cried aloud, wailed, like a white lady pregnant.
I mean, she told me about that. She said, them kids and them people was looking at me like, what is wrong with this heifer?
I cried loud. But once I got that out, I was fine because I was just like, you know what? It was time.
I remember my assistant at the time. We was giving her instructions on what to do, like, you know, wash the house. And I was, you know, I was at this point, I was, this is the next day. And I'm like, so all you got to do, you know, you come check our mailbox. This is our mailbox, blah, blah, blah. I said, and I said, so all you got to do is feed Lottie. Yeah, I said, hell, Supreme's dead. You ain't got to worry about him. But she was like, I was like, but he is.
He did. She was like, oh my God.
I think they did try to sell me some Rainbow Bridge bullshit. I'm like, y'all going to throw this damn dog in the incinerator like everything else. Go grind them up for food for the other animals. Get out of here. Damn Rainbow Bridge.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? Money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. There's so many great things that you can use for Earnin. One, if your dog gets sick and they're trying to get you over the Rainbow Bridge, huh? Or a special night out or a last minute gift for a loved one. Upcoming rent, new dress, new school clothes, shoes. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think of Earnin, I think of financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument under podcast when you sign up. It really helped the show. Argument under podcast, subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. But we're not done there because, baby, we got people who love us and who love you loving your hair. Oh, my goodness. Lola V is some amazing, amazing hair products. Listen, what's up? Is this going to cause an argument, listeners? This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction. Imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. Now, the dilemma is history. We all put our hair through the wringer, coloring, heat styling, stress, aging, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of damage, but also shield your locks from future harm. Enter Lola V, clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. And here's a treat for you, our awesome listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Let's use code. What's our code? We're going to say it's argue.
Argue.
At checkout. I mean, if you're taking hair advice, why listen to someone besides the woman who gave us Rachel? Let me tell you what is my personal favorite is the restorative shampoo. I really feel like, especially because I have started allowing myself to put heat on my hair, when I take out my braids, I need something that is really going to get all that buildup off and all of that extra gunk off of my scalp. And Lola V really does that. Makes my hair feel like very squeaky clean is the best way I can describe it. First, let's talk ingredients. Lola V is all about naturally derived plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, which that's huge, or gluten. And of course, cruelty-free and vegan. The in-the-shower trio of the restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment turn your shower experience into a spa retreat while working to banish breakage. Post-shower, the glossy detangler, perfecting leave-in, and lightweight hair oil are a triple threat for your styling routine. These multifunctional formulas work together beautifully together to prime and prep and finish your silkier, shinier Jennifer Aniston approved hair. Unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair at LolaVie.com. Our loyal listeners get an exclusive 15% off their entire order when they use code ARGUE at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Please note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we, Marcus and Angel, sent you. Let me see real quick before we jump back in. Yeah, they don't tell us what it is, so we're just going to believe that it's ARGUE.
So, yeah, that's Pet Sematary for us, y'all.
Yeah, it's Pet Sematary, so we are now without pets. That's we've been together for almost 20 years. We have had pets for almost 20 years.
So, next up, I usually name my dogs before I get them. Next up, I think we have Castle and Kingdom coming. They're going to be the answer and the solution.
We definitely know we're going to get a giant
schnauzer.
I
do, Angel, tell you, I have a hobby that I just like to look stuff up. That's how I got introduced when I was a teenager to Cotton Corsos, how I knew I wanted one really bad. So now I've been researching these giant schnauzers. And I was like, oh, okay, no, these dogs are legit. A lot of people don't know about them. It's not a really popular dog. Same as the Cotton Corso wasn't when I first got it. Didn't nobody know what he was. Everybody thought he was a skinny bull mastiff. I'm trying to find
a good
for y'all that don't know what they look like. That's a giant schnauzer.
I wish it was beside a person so that you could see how big it is. They're very large. Very, very, very large.
Yeah, they get, the males get to between like 60 and 110 pounds.
And it's what I'm trying to determine.
There we go. So that's one. The thing I got spoiled with Lottie, because you know I ain't never had no hypoallergenic dog.
That he claimed as his own.
Yeah.
I've only gotten hypoallergenic dogs.
Yeah, I've had my pit bull, I've had my Cane Corso, I've had German Shepherds, another pit bull. All my dogs I've had shedders, so it was nice to have a dog in the house, and you didn't have to worry about fur and hair and all that stuff. All that combing and brushing and stuff. So that's why that's the main reason I was like, oh, this is a large dog, hypoallergenic. And a lot of people don't know, like you see people do these training videos of like attack training and stuff. You see them do it with the Belgian Malinois, the Rottweilers, the Cane Corsos. I seen videos of them doing with these schnauzers. I'm like, oh, these dogs ain't no joke for real. They basically, I was watching this one guy and he was saying he's had Dobermans and Doberman Pinschers and Giant Schnauzer. He said basically the Giant Schnauzer is a slightly larger, more athletic, without all the fragility of a Doberman. Mm-hmm. You know, Dobermans, they have a lot of bone issues. They have health issues. It can't be too hot or too cold. It's really not good for them. He was like, these dogs pretty much do it all. And they have the fearsomeness to them as well.
Yeah.
Really strong bite force and all that jazz. So...
It's another black dog.
Another black dog.
Yeah, they are black.
For the most part, bred black.
Mm-hmm. They look scary at night.
They look scary during the day. I've seen people walking them during the day. They're beautiful during the day, but walking towards you, I'm like, that dog looks.
Now for me,
that's a perfect. That's a Doberman and that's a Giant Schnauzer.
Yeah. Now for me, what I am debating on is if that second dog is going to be another one of those or a...
We got to change the name if so.
Yeah.
Because you can't have Castle and Kingdom and one be
small.
A little foo-foo dog.
I truly, when I say Lottie was the perfect little family dog, she was just the right size for the boys to be able to really wrestle with, and it was going to be hard for her to like really accidentally ever do damage to them. Like, and also when it came to us going out of town, because of her size, it was always easy for me to find a place to board her.
Yeah.
You know, when you have bigger dogs that look aggressive, you typically need to have somebody house it versus them go somewhere. Because a lot of times people don't...
That's a white one.
Mm-hmm. I don't want them white, though. So a part of me still really wants a medium. I want a dog that's main place of residence is in the house versus outside. So either we'll get two giant schnauzers or we'll get another medium-sized dog. I don't know what. We're not going to get anything until after our summer travels because we're doing so much traveling. We would be getting dogs just for them to be house-sit by other people.
Yeah.
I definitely am. I like my children growing up with dogs.
Yeah.
I like personally having dogs. Like, I absolutely, even when Callie became a straight up bitch and was really shitting and pissing, when I tell y'all, I would stick my foot in my shoe and I'd be like, what is that?
Squishy.
I'd be like, she had to aim over top of the shoe. Oh, I was so mad at
it's
her.
Like, it's like one of y'all trying to pee or poop in a public toilet without your butt cheeks hitting the seat.
Yeah, it's a cock. No, it's not a stupid question, but it is hilarious.
No,
it's not a stupid
question. No, so they asked if Connie Corso, is Connie the female version and Kane the male version? Well, what most people don't know is C-A-N-E. Kane is Italian. It's pronounced Connie. It's Connie Corso.
It should be Kane.
No.
Because E is pronounced with an A sound.
It's Italian. The correct pronunciation is Connie Corso, not Kane Corso.
So that's...
Any breeder will pronounce it that way. If they don't, they don't know what they're doing.
That is what had us in our feelings. Yeah. I cried on the plane.
Angel was on that plane just...
I was crying my eyes out.
Here she go again. The more she cries, the more pissed I get. At the what happened, not at her.
Y'all, let me tell you this quick story. I'm crying. Boo-hoo it. Crying, right? It's me by the window. Mark is in the middle seat. And this young black lady on the other side of him. And I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get my post together. I'm
this
editing.
Is me.
Right?
Yeah, all right.
And they keep giving us these little, they gave, you know, the little bitty square napkin. I'm trying to catch all the snot from that. The young lady, she's trying to read a book using the flashlight on her phone. And I'm like, girl, you can turn it up. She was like, oh, I don't want to bother y'all. I said,
yeah, I went
fine.
On and turned it on.
So we land in Atlanta. And they haven't turned off the seatbelt sign yet. She looks at us. She goes, Marcus and Angel. And I was like, oh, no. She's like, Marcus and Angel. I just want to tell y'all, I absolutely love y'all's content. It brings me, like, so much joy. She was like, I'm still kind of mourning the death of my brother. And she was like, so whenever I need a pick-me-up, I always know y'all's content. Well, do that. It just brings me so much laughter. And she said, and... I saw the video about the dog right before I got on the plane. She was like, I'm so sorry. I said, so you saw me over here crying? I was just like, but she spoke, her name was Amber. She spoke words of prosperity over us. Really,
greatly appreciated.
And it was so funny because Marcus, y'all truly, I know y'all be asking, he really does like the challenges. Marcus be hating. It is actually a battle.
I really don't every, like them, y'all. Like,
now, mind you, we shoot them once. A month. We shoot all the challenges one day in the month. You would think we shot those challenges every single day.
It's like shooting it when it goes up, when it posts.
He's like, I don't like
it. I don't like it, y'all. Simple as that.
He's like, I don't like being known for doing the challenges.
I hate when somebody walks in and be like, don't you do the challenges? Man, get out of my face with that, boy. That's what I want to say. I know people enjoy them, but I don't like it.
So after she said that, I said, so that's what you hate? You hate being told that you help someone with their grief?
So now I got to... Now I feel obligated because I know I'm helping people.
I was like,
yes, I do hate that they tell me that because now I got to.
I was like, you help this woman through grief and you want to take
that
away.
And we hear that all the time. Oh my God, y'all don't know how much y'all saved my life. I was depressed and I'm like, God dang it.
Oh, and it is just one day of uncomfortableness for you.
No, it ain't.
Because seeing it just will block yourself from yourself.
That's what I'm going to do. No, because I want to see the stuff that I do.
You do see it when you put it up.
Shut up, Angel.
Anywho, what's got us feeling good?
We was on a plane because
the city of Lexington wanted to do a proclamation over me and Marcus. We were actually going to get two separate proclamations, but the city council meeting already had something on the docket, and the mayor will only do two proclamations per city council meeting. My amazing soror, Shayla Lynch, my apologies. She had approached my sister and was just like, I really want to do something for your sister and brother-in-law because I feel like they represent Lexington so well, and that should be acknowledged. So my sister would not tell me what it was, and I also don't know what all are proclamations.
Look, I'm thinking they trying to get me back for some damn speeding tickets or something I did illegally when I was living there. I was like, oh, they trying to draw me in.
And so they wanted it to be a full-blown surprise. And my sister was like, let me tell you something about my sister. She's not coming to Lexington just willy-nilly. It has to be something important. One of her nieces or nephews has to be graduating. Somebody needs to be getting married. Kennedy wants to know, you want her to go get the boys?
Yeah, she might as well. What's happening? Yeah.
Well, text her. Oh, she probably also heard it. Somebody needs to, you know, we're at a funeral. But other than that, we don't necessarily come to Lexington just for a visit. And so there were very strong parameters of when we could come. It had to be on a Thursday because the city council meetings are on Thursday. It couldn't be during the summer because I think they take a hiatus. So I was like, okay, we'll come do it May 9th. And my sister said, it's a big deal. And I was like, okay.
What is it?
Yeah, but I was like, so we're not supposed to know. We didn't know where we were supposed to go. We didn't know what time it was, so we couldn't even really invite folk. We invited Marcus's best friend the day of. That's when he found out.
He didn't even know I was in town.
He was like, y'all ain't shit. We were like, no, she's not shit at all. And so the Mayor Linda Gorton, they first did a proclamation over these volunteers. They're called CASA volunteers, which is like super dope. They're advocates for youth in the court system, making sure they're paying attention to every single detail to make sure that the child is getting whatever the ruling comes down from the judge, that the judge has the appropriate amount of information to do what is best in the best interest of the child. And these people have been logging volunteer hours like crazy. So I was sitting beside a woman who was a CASA volunteer. And I was like, oh, so that was the first thing. They got awards from the mayor for their several hours of volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
Then they move on to us. They were like, if we could have Angel Lakita Moore, Marcus Tanksley, and Shayla Lynch come up. And I was like, okay, we don't know.
What's going on?
Now, for those of y'all who, obviously, the people watching us
this
now
is
are
during
part
the council
of
council meeting.
Council.
Council meeting.
It sounded like you said count. It doesn't matter.
Council meeting. Council meeting.
And it sounded like you said cancel.
I could have, but y'all know there ain't no such thing as a council meeting. It's a council meeting.
They might cancel culture. They might have council meeting. Everybody who's watching us live is a part of our Patreon. If you are not a part of our Patreon, you're watching this on Wednesday. What you missed was being there with us live.
Yeah.
Granted, the internet was choppy, and I'll try to make sure I post the link to where you can watch it now. As far as in, they video all the council meetings. So we all found out together.
Yeah.
We found out together that we were getting a day. And we were like,
yeah, and I'm looking over her shoulder trying to read what she's going to read. Like, what are you about to say right now?
Yeah, I mean, and they had such beautiful words to say about us, and I'm going to tell you what they said. But first, warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, or cooking, or cleanup needed. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, and avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/RU50 and use code RU50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code RU50 at factormeals.com/RU50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. I love Factor. I'm about to be using our promo code as well. Okay. Thank you, Factor. Some of the beautiful things they said.
I don't know. They said a lot. They do. This is what I said. I didn't expect to have to say anything. Got put on the spot, but you know, a lot of people are proud of where they're from. I didn't realize how proud of Lexington I was until I moved away, and it's just, that's home. So for it to be recognized by the city that you're from, by its government, is a big deal for me. It still hadn't set in yet. As y'all see, I'm wearing my Kentucky hat. Mm-hmm. I had this made, okay? This ain't something I bought in the store. I went, bought me a New Era hat and got Kentucky stitched and raised. This hat cost me some money. That's how proud of where I'm from I am. But a lot of people are, you know. But it's rare because Lexington ain't a big place, you know. So it's, I was telling people living out here, you every now and then you see a Kentucky license plate or you see a UK flag or even Louisville or whatever. And it's just like, oh, hey, here it is. You know, it ain't like we from New York or Atlanta where that's all you see is paraphernalia from those cities or states. And, you know, so Lexington or Kentucky, yeah, I said it. It was a big deal, so, yeah. Where's the plaque?
It's on a fireplace.
Oh.
We collecting. It was really, they acknowledged our podcast, mm-hmm. They acknowledged our following, they acknowledged our...
Y'all got mentioned. Y'all was in there.
They acknowledged our NAACP nominations and my wins. They acknowledged my television career, which them old white men love. When they heard I'd been on Curb Your Enthusiasm, is Larry David as crazy as he is in person? I was like, sure. My sister was so frantic. She was just like, I wasn't sure if you all would if you all would think this was a big deal. I was like, we have a day. What are you talking about?
Like, you know, I got to blow that up next year.
We have a day as individuals. Like, it says Marcus Tanksley. It says Angel Akita Moore. I can't even.
Next year, Lexington, Kentucky on May 9th is going to be lit as hell.
Because he's going to make it lit.
Oh, I'm going to make it
Tell
lit.
Tell them, silly, goofy. I'm going to set it up, and I want them to hear what you did. We walking down the street now. This is we didn't got our plaque.
My plaque is in my hand.
We're so excited. Oh, and mind you, excuse me, wants to give a special shout out. Our families and friends really did show up.
Yeah, they made the it people very, that knew about it showed up,
and made it very special for us.
This is how much about it I didn't know. I had a cousin that I saw earlier that day, or. Was it that day or the day
before? Yeah, earlier that day.
Earlier that day. She was like, yeah, I'm going to come down. I'm like, don't come down because it's going to be real short. It's going to be a short ceremony. You know, she's walking on a cane and stuff. I'm like, I ain't going to have you getting in and out of this car, walking in the sidewalk for this 5-minute, whatever this thing is. I don't even know what it is.
Now, and not just that. His mama, this is what she telling the family members. Something's going to happen with Angel Marcus and Melissa down at the council meeting.
Y'all know
if y'all want to come. So she was shocked too. Your mom was just shocked as us.
Stories My mama's mind is like a blender. Whatever goes in, it ain't gonna come out the same.
Listen, that's what Laferne was like. I'm so glad that Aunt Margaret told me, but this she didn't make it seem like it was this. So, anyways, we're walking down the street now to back to our vehicle that we rented, and these two old white ladies walk past us. I think somebody else walks past us, and Marcus says,
You think it's goofy. I'm like, why are they not bowing to us? Bow to my feet and say thank you. Be blessed to cross my path. They're just walking by like I'm just regular ass Lex Tony and now. I said, I'm going to fix this.
I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it.
They're just walking past me.
I said, you
are. And one of them had nerve to speak.
Look you in the
eye. Made eye contact with me. Get out of here. That's all right. I'm gonna fix them.
I said, oh, they didn't mess
on my day. It's my day today, not yet. This ain't the post.
Listen,
this is current. I got 24 hours.
They had messed up the status of Marcus's family member and friends already got to his head with his best friend being a high ranking detective, his sister in law being a judge. And his brother-in-law being an assistant dean.
Of law. At UK.
You would think he was the governor or some sort of like ambassador. See,
Angel don't get it. And she don't understand. I'd be like, Angel. I got one of my close friends. Dad's a retired lieutenant. I have diplomatic immunity in Lexington already. Angel don't realize this. I'd be telling her like, and what?
He's like,
she don't get it.
So
she don't get it.
Now he's got something off of his own his own marriage.
They think I'm gonna pay for food on at May 9th.
Oh my God. If I hadn't have cried so much over Lottie, I possibly would have cried off of that. Like, this is again, as my mother said about her trip to Paris, it's hard to dream of things that you don't know to dream of. And I said to my sister, I said, what makes it so surreal is that I'm only halfway to my goals. Like, y'all thought that I did something already? Y'all gonna have to come up with something else for when I get to where I'm going. Like,
yeah.
No, y'all go ahead and take down Main Street. It's gonna have to be called something else, something.
Yeah, a couple of my friends, they texted me this past weekend. It was like, they was like, congratulations, this is huge. It was like, I think Robin was like, I can't believe they done gave your ass a day. I said, me either. Half the havoc that I wreaked in that city.
I'm sure it's got to be something for your high school friends to be like.
I only talked to, two of them so far? I ain't really talked to nobody. Because the thing is, the way it happened, it was just like, we were getting ready, we in and out, and now we back at it. So it's not like I got a chance to... I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, like
Jeffrey Punk Ass Gilmore. I hope he alive, and I hope he was watching. I hope he was watching.
So yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
Day.
And that was.
Did you see my brother start laughing as soon as they said it?
Oh no!
It's him in the front row. They was like, and we would like to announce that. I don't know however they said it from this day forth. May 9th shall be known as Angela Keita Moore and Marcus Tanksley Day. He was like, he just shook his head like, I be damned.
It sucks for me. It doesn't suck. But anytime we have something major, I always think of Marcus's dad. There was only two people in my life that knew how to brag in a way that you just like, oh yeah, you really claiming this as your own. My grandmother and his father.
Yeah.
My dad. He would have, first of all, had on tails at the proclamation.
Had he known what it was, he would have had on a tux or a full suit.
And then when we took the picture with the councilman, he would have been right up there with us.
Right up there at that council. Yeah! Uh-huh. No, it's like this would have completely blown his mind.
He would like it. That's my son. 100%.
I tell people all the time, me and Angel talk, and I'm like, there is nobody in the history of the earth walking this planet that would be more proud of us than where we are right now than my dad.
Yeah.
But that...
his head would have exploded. Had he not gone up to God beforehand, he would have went up to God that night. He would have been like, go ahead and accept me in, Lord. Yeah, those are always, him and my grandmother.
Yeah.
They would have been bragging and beaming from ear to ear. So
he would have been obnoxious to be around.
Yes.
For other people.
This is your, oh, I got to send it to the girls. The fact that he still has the picture of, he had up through the rest of his life the picture that he took with me and my homegirls, because a lot of them were on TV.
Yeah, almost all of y'all was on TV or commercials at the time.
And he took a picture sitting between all of us and had that thing framed and sitting beside his chair, and he would show the people. You see that?
So yeah, now you recognize her. And then you recognize her.
So yeah, it is, and for those of y'all who asked where mama was, my sister, who tried to throw me on the bus when she's the one who needs to be thrown under the bus, when I said to her, is this something that mama needs to be at? And she was like, no. Because I was like, that was the whole thing of when can we go? Because if mama needs to be there, then we have to bring the children.
Yeah.
If my mother doesn't need to be there, me and him can pop in. We'll just ask her to watch them for the day and a half that we're gone. And it's copacetic. So once I saw how big it was, I was like, this is something my mother would have wanted to be at. Yeah. Oh, no. But she went to Paris, so I'm not going to feel so bad.
She was in Paris.
I'm like, well, you went to Paris.
She all right.
So we're going to do a proclamation.
She went to Paris. She went to Italy.
London.
She went to London.
South of
She's
France.
She's good.
Yeah, so.
My mama was in Lexington.
She was.
I'm
proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Listen, aren't you glad that you came? See, and this is, I really wanted to get him and be like, you know what helped us grow and
man,
get people
shut up.
To know us? And you ended up with this
then
day.
Then let me be nobody. I don't need to.
No. And you ended up with this day was what? What were we doing? Challenges. The Marcus Tanksley day don't exist without Tanksley's tried it. Would you trade? You would rather not have?
Depend. Let me see what happens next year. I got to make it seem like it's for like a good cause, like charity or something. I'm going to have me. It's going to be a fat ass. Absolutely.
Last but not least.
You think Thursday Night Live is lit? No.
It's about to be fire. Oh. Yes. One, I plan on giving money to a dog charity to memorialize my damn Lottie, who died out here in these coyote streets. I meant to mention that I've got to figure out which one. I don't want one of the ones that irritate me. I want one that I feel like actually is helpful. Two, I'm in recovery right now. I'll be talking to my Patreon directly about that. So if you're not a part of Patreon, you might not know what the hell I'm talking about. And three, you can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, pretty much. Sometimes there's a TV behind it, but you can find me, That Chick Angel. You can get the shirts for Here's the Thing, Friend of the Pod. They're still available, but they're only available for a limited time because these are pre-order. The pre-orders are lasting until the 22nd. After that, all orders will be closed, and we will work on manufacturing and getting them out as soon as possible. Excuse me. And I think that's all I wanted to tell him. What you want to tell the people?
What was it? Maybe Lex 59? I don't know. You know, because 859 is the area code. Lex 59.
We go back to 606. Take it back to the original.
No, because 606 is still some of the
surrounding areas.
Yeah, surrounding areas. Anyway, I'm trying to think of a logo, maybe even a tattoo. I don't know. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all find my beauty and body butter. It's called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And y'all can find me on the NAACP Image Award nominated list. And you can find me on the list of people that got a day.
And not a lot of people got a day.
That ain't a lot of people.
I don't know anybody else in our phone that got a day.
Ain't nobody in my phone got a day.
We got a day.
I got a whole day.
You do. There is somebody in your phone that got a day.
You?
Here you go, baby.
Got a whole damn day. Can't tell me nothing.
Well, until next time, you all be blessed. Check out our sponsors, Lola V, Factor, Ritual, Earning, and Masterclass. Ooh, yes. I did that. My brain remember all of them. Mm-hmm. And use our promo code so they know that we sent you. Until next time.
Bye. Y'all be good, fam.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real, not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We are a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring 4 of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!